With KSU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Helen Barrington is in her fourth week as general manager of KSU Radio. She replaced Mick Benedict, who retired after more than 15 years at the station. She agreed to speak with me about her first impressions of KSU, the future of journalism, and her thoughts on how the station can better serve the community. We spoke in KSU's Studio B. And I know I don't have to help you with the microphone.
But we should still do, you know, a check, 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 check.
A mic check, to make sure one of us is not louder than the other. As they say, this ain't her first time at the radio. The first time came at a college in Ohio.
I went to Oberlin College, which had a great radio station. So I did some radio theater there.
Next stop, a newly licensed public radio station in Philo, California. Philo is a small community in the Redwoods of Mendocino County. It was 1989.
I hosted an environment show with a local farmer. I did an overnight reggae show. I did other music shows, and I did a lot of volunteering. I went through the PSAs, decided what went on the air.
From Philo, there were several stops at broadcast operations around the world. In the Netherlands, she began her career in broadcast journalism. Her last stop was at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Like KAZU, Capital Public Radio is licensed to a CSU campus, Sacramento State. And you left Capital Public Radio to come here. What was it about KAZU that made you interested in the job?
One is that this is a relatively small staff, which I do hope will grow. And that felt manageable to me. This is an unbelievably beautiful place. It's also a very diverse place. And in a lot of ways, I think it is an undercovered place. The big cities get a lot of attention. But this area doesn't get as much attention, and it's very vibrant. And people love being here. This place is very important. I love living somewhere where the sense of place is part of living somewhere.
You've been here only a couple of weeks, but have you begun to form goals that you want to reach with this station?
I think it would not surprise anyone to learn that journalism is in a crisis at the moment. And so I'm very concerned about this because I think that journalism and democracy, small d democracy, go hand in hand. The accountability piece of being at the school board, at the city council, at the board of supervisors is very important for people to be able to make decisions about their lives. What I really hope is that we can forge collaborations with other local media so that we all are enhancing each other's work. I would say that's a very big goal.
There's been a lot of angst in this industry about the future of journalism in general. Is that a matter of finding new revenue streams, or is it changing the whole dynamic of what we do?
Well, I think one of the things that hasn't really been clear to people, especially with free sites, is that it actually costs money to make this stuff. And so I think that is also part of our job, is make clear that while in public broadcasting, our websites are free because that is our mandate, it isn't free to make it. And so how do we communicate that this should be thought about like a subscription to anything else, whether it's a streaming service, whether it's a newspaper, that we need to communicate why it's important to give money.
What makes a good reporter?
Well, I think a voracious curiosity in a lot of different areas. I think, interestingly, a lot of reporters are actually introverts. So it can be a little intimidating to make a cold call to someone to ask them to talk about something or to walk up to them on the street and say, could I talk to you about something? So I think the curiosity, the willingness to kind of go outside your comfort zone and understanding that it's not necessarily something that you might think about as a career, but that it's never boring and it is vitally important.
For the first time in my lifetime, we now have not just disagreements, we have people who live in different planets, who have different truths. How, as a reporter, do you address that as you do your reporting?
I think that the news media has a role in presenting facts by way of how we know something. This is the source we went to. We had a minimum of two, and we found the second source said the same thing. We need to get out into the community, and I'd love to do a series of events about this. Things don't just end up on the air. They are reported, they are researched, they are fact-checked, they are edited, they go back for a second edit, sometimes a third edit. So I think it's also incumbent upon us to explain the work. It's like long division. Show your work.
I ask her, what is the best thing about being a journalist? She said she's a news addict and always wants to know what's going on, so she has an excuse to listen to the radio. And then adds, which is what I would do anyway. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.